Welcome to Healing in Harmony. I am your host and guide, Andrea Pennington. It's good to have you here. Welcome. I am, as you may have heard, a doctor, an acupuncturist, an author, and yes, a vocalist, a singer-songwriter. Just finally getting around to living my passion. For over 10 years, I have helped millions of people, just like you, transform their health, homes, careers, and even their approach to happiness. And now, I'm here to help you. You know, you have the power within you to take back your life and to transform it into one that truly honors your dreams. It is time to tap into your potential for total wellness and learn to love yourself and to live with passion. You deserve it. You are worth it. It is your birthright. So here you will uncover, rediscover, and reclaim lost parts of yourself, your innocence, your joy, creativity, your vitality and passion for life, and even your strengths. I think you're going to find out how these qualities were buried, squashed, and extinguished by conditioning. I mean, if you're like me, then part of you was conditioned by society, the media, our parents, siblings, peers, and all of that influence led to self-doubt. And it caused our power and strength to be locked away. It prevented us from knowing who we are and allowing us to express ourselves uniquely, authentically, and powerfully. Well, we're going to get back to that point. I truly believe that we are all connected to a higher wisdom. You are connected to the source of all creation, all wisdom, and all abundance. A divine spirit of love and light is within you, and you can consciously choose to tap into this spirit to guide you in all areas of your life. This is your intuition. Remember that? You know, many of us have this gut feeling or a deep sensing that our lives are really unfolding with a higher wisdom and purpose. But we often get sidetracked from our soul's higher purpose because we've been programmed, you know, like I said, socialized and trained how to think and how to act. But if you're like me, I bet you had a keen sensitivity in your youth, but you were taught to mistrust or doubt it. You were told to give more attention and belief to facts obtained from books and schools and mentors and institutions of higher learning. Today, I want you to explore some of the many ways that your cultural and spiritual legacy can be reawakened to guide you on your path to total wellness. Wellness of body, mind, soul, relationships. By knowing ourselves, we can learn to accept our whole self and thus be our whole self. Because really, I mean, life is not about what you're doing. It's about who you are being. I think we've given so much attention to what others are doing that we feel restricted from exploring things and doing things that we have felt so deeply. In my case, it's the arts. I grew up a little performing artist, singing, dancing, acting, writing, anywhere and everywhere, from stage to television to radio to the front lawn. And don't you want to have a little bit more of that joy and passion and a sense of purpose? Not because it's fulfilling anyone else's ideal, but because it's fulfilling your soul's calling to just be, to express. It's time to return to what your original source code That's what I like to call it. Or your divine purpose. You know, what was intended for this lifetime? You were intended to be uniquely you, not like anyone else. So, and though it's hard, we've got to stop worrying about what other people think and what other people are doing and do what is most natural and true to ourselves. Because then we can truly be ourselves. And when we're being the true self that we were intended or desire to be, then we're better people, no matter what we are doing. Whether you're a baker or a mother or a teacher or a doctor, when you are fully in your essence, fully in the zone, you're going to be better at it. And then that little ripple of authenticity and integrity and self-love can spread to other people. And when they feel it, they feel set free to be themselves. For me, this happens when I'm singing. When I'm really immersed in the music and in the song, it's this feeling of joy. And I know that the world is right. Even though I may not be able to solve all the world's problems, and I still have my doubts and my issues, but I know I'm so much closer to who I was intended to be. A friend of mine, Reverend Jane, has said that you are a God thought. There was a time when you and your Creator decided that you would come into this life to live and experience certain things in this body with this family and cast of characters. And though the situations may not be perfect, there was a purpose. There was a design. It's time to remember who you were meant to be. Time to uncover the buried intuition. Time to create a lifestyle that allows you to do what's right for you. It's time to be true to you, living with authenticity and integrity. And hopefully a little bit of joy along the way. So now for your moments or moments of healing in harmony, I'd ask that you just take a deep breath. Feel the air filling your lungs. And be grateful that you can breathe. Breathing in air in this moment, being fully present in this moment. Another deep breath. And as you exhale, every time you exhale, imagine that you can let go of some of that pressure hanging around your neck, hanging on your back, on your shoulder. Releasing the tension of trying to be perfect for somebody else. And every time you breathe in, you are connecting to an inner wisdom, your inner source, your inner superhero. Just allow yourself to get re-centered, reconnected to a part of you that could dream, that could believe in fantasies and dreams. What did you dream for your life? I'm here to tell you it is never too late to get back on track with your soul's greatest desire, your destiny, your purpose. Whether you're 30, 40, 50, 60, or 90, it's never too late to feel like you've made it your way. What were the dreams you had? What were the times in your life when you felt most at peace, most full of joy and at ease? I want you to reconnect and remember how that felt. As the tension in your body melts away, what is replaced? Is it a little tingle? Is it a sense of excitement? Butterflies in your stomach, maybe? Knees getting a little weak as you remember, wow, I used to dream big. Well, over the coming weeks, we are going to explore how you can bring this vision to the forefront of your consciousness, so that it becomes what guides you, what guides your body, your mind, your soul, not worrying about what anybody else thinks. Imagine yourself at that point feeling so confident with yourself, so excited, so self-assured that you just want to share it with the nearest person to you. You might even want to share it with the world. Even if nobody sees it, you see it in you. You feel it. That power to create, that power to connect, that power to just be you. What does it feel like? We're going to start to really set this feeling into your subconscious. Even if your conscious mind falters and you start looking at things through the lens of doubt, there's something deep inside of you that's going to say, no, 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 not so fast. Something bigger, something wider, something higher that's calling me to step into my full potential. It's in you. I see it. I feel it. And that's why I'm here, to remind you. We're all in this together. You're not alone. So, I will leave you now, wishing you un bello futuro. That is the beautiful music you hear floating around in the background from a beautiful soul named Marichelle. And just know that I'm here with you, supporting you in your time to live your best life.
Remember to leave a comment, subscribe to this podcast, and share it with your friends. And for more tips, tricks, and insights on becoming who you really are, visit AndreaPennington.com.